Welcome to the Next Level You podcast. In today's episode, we talk about boundaries, why it's important to have them, how to create them, and more importantly, how to assert your needs. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to the Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Next Level You podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. My name is Jamie Lang and it's great to have you here. Today, I really feel like this is boundary setting 101, you know, giving you some practical strategies for asserting your needs. And boundaries really are sometimes pushed, let's just say that, maybe purposefully from people in our life, but maybe also because we haven't actually given any set, clear structure to what we're comfortable with, to how we want to be treated, to what we expect. And, you know, that really then comes back to ourselves and what we're projecting out. So today is all about learning what are boundaries, how to set them, and how to assert your needs. So let's just jump straight in. I've got a bunch of notes that I would really love to get through. So first of all, when you're talking about boundaries, why are they important? You know, we're born, through our childhood, we have no boundaries. We, as children, you know, they say through the by the mouths of babes, we say what we want, we do what we want, we play what we want. Obviously, growing up, we have boundaries with our parents. They give us boundaries in terms of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable behavior. But then we're living by their boundaries. And then as we become teenagers, you know, we start pushing the boundary. What can I get away with? And, trying to assert some sort of independence in yourself. And that's definitely where I'm at with my girls at this stage of life. You know, I have a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, two daughters. And, you know, and I love that. I love that they're seeing where they are at in their life. And you know, it's my job as a parent, obviously, to make sure that I keep boundaries, but then also letting some boundaries go so that they can explore themselves and their independence as well. But what I'm talking about in boundaries in this episode is when you're an adult, when you are completely independent, living your life, working, you know, being self-sufficient. And it's so easy to allow other people, particularly with stronger, bigger, louder personalities, to push your boundaries. And what I have found over the years is that unless you speak up, unless you assert yourself, people will continue to treat you in the way that they want to treat you. And so boundaries are important because you're staying true to yourself and you're protecting your well-being. Now, I've certainly over the years neglected my well-being for the sake of others, family, as well as friends, as well as work colleagues, as well as clients and customers. And all that has done is made me feel like shit, to be honest, but also it's taught them that it's okay to treat me like that. And so, over the years, I have been able to develop confidence, but also develop the belief that my boundaries are important for me. And so it's really by setting boundaries, you are really staying true to yourself. As I said, you're teaching people how to treat you, And you're also honoring your physical, mental, and emotional needs. Now, unless you express and explain what you want and how you expect to be treated or what the relationship is going to look like, people are just going in blind in your life. And so it is really important for your, especially your mental and emotional well-being and needs, to express what you want and also what you expect. So you're framing up the relationship. Now, as I said, that could be a personal relationship, that could be a family relationship, business associates, it could be social, like friendship circles, or perhaps, you know, friends at acquaintances that you see regularly at the gym or, you know, at the coffee shop, maybe on a daily basis. It could be your coworkers, people that you work with. It could be your, between you and your boss as well. So you are framing up the relationship by ensuring that you have set up some boundaries. Ultimately, boundaries help us build trust, safety, respect, and also the sense of being valued. Without boundaries, this can lead to things such as resentment. You know, when someone treats you a certain way and you don't speak up and they continue to treat you a certain way, that makes you feel bad or negative or, you know, any other feeling like that, it can lead to resentment. But ultimately it comes back to the responsibility of you of not communicating your needs or what your boundaries are. Without boundaries, you can have exhaustion or burnout. And this is also really, just while we're on that point, really important to have boundaries for yourself. You know, in a previous episode, I mentioned that I am someone that, you know, throws the kitchen sink at something literally when I'm going for a goal. I'll put everything into it. I, you know, give 500% to something. But that's actually neglecting putting boundaries in for myself, which leads to exhaustion and burnout. You know, I've stayed up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning working on a project, then get up at, you know, 6 or 7 to get the girls ready for school. And you can only do that so many times before you're burnt out and you're totally exhausted. And that's not having clear boundaries with myself in order, in how I expect to treat myself. So, you know, that, and also that can lead to also having burnout with others. If you're seeing someone, you know, a friend or even a work colleague, and they're incessant on the time that they spend with you, that could lead to a burnout of a relationship. So relationships can suffer. That's also, you know, family as well. Sometimes, you know, and I'm definitely one that loves my own company. I love my downtime. I love being by myself so that I can reflect, so that I can refill my cup, so that I can just breathe and be me and not have to communicate or not have to speak to anyone. But yet I absolutely love, and I'm definitely a creature of, you know, being with my pack. I love being with my family. I love being with my friends. I love socializing. You know, I get so much joy and happiness from being around other people. So without that boundary of knowing, well, I need to have some downtime, I can, you know, my relationships around me can suffer. So in the end, without boundaries, it's only you that is affected. So again, the responsibility comes back to you in ensuring that you have, well, first of all, that you even know what your boundaries are, what you expect from that particular situation or that particular relationship, but then also communicating those boundaries and sticking with the boundaries. You know, I'll come to that in a moment. I won't jump ahead there. So boundaries help us develop confidence in ourselves, you know, and this is something that I think young adults learn over time, and it's certainly something that I did in instilling boundaries, because you've got to build that confidence. You've got to build that in yourself, and also just in life, in knowing what you want and what you don't want. So, you know, having boundaries definitely helps you develop confidence. It helps you identify what you're comfortable with and also what you're not comfortable with. And which is fantastic, because it's just like, you know what you like and you know what you don't like. So being able to communicate that ensures that you have more satisfactory relationships, more fulfilling relationships, and a happier, you know, life, which is what we're here for, right? Having boundaries also helps you learn how and when to say no. So without boundaries, you are always saying yes, which is definitely something that I have experienced. I was the yes person. I was the people pleaser. Yep, I can do that job. Yep, I can research that. Yep, I can go down to the shop. Yep, I can pick you up. And ultimately, the only person that was affected was me in that exhaustion and burnout. So having boundaries helps you to learn how and when to say no. Now, it's not always easy to set boundaries. Absolutely. I want to acknowledge that. It can be challenging, and even communicating, even if you know in your gut that what you are comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with, but then that's only one step in recognizing what your boundary is. The second step is then communicating it to other people, which it's not always easy. So as I said, boundaries are also with yourself. So knowing when to rest and knowing when to push, knowing when to be with others and knowing when you need quiet time. But this also increases your self-esteem and self-respect. So you're valuing your time and energy. So how to set boundaries? Well, first of all, I've mentioned it before, but going into that self-reflection, taking the time to reflect on your needs, on your values, and on your limits. Like, you know, what do you expect? What do you want? Identifying areas that you may need to set boundaries in. So for example, the different areas that we went through, the personal relationships, your work environment, your social setting, or within yourself, like what areas do you feel in your life you could tighten the boundaries on because you're not being satisfied, or you feel burnout, or you feel that you're being taken advantage of as well. Maybe you need to pull back on that. Define your boundaries. So really get clear on what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Be specific in terms of behaviors, actions, or situations of what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept. And then effectively communicate these. You want to communicate them with honesty, respect, and confidence, but also be consistent. And this is what I was going to say before, because once you communicate your boundary, guess how many times it takes for that person to not trust in your word, that new boundary set. How many times is it going to take for the boundary to be broken before they don't trust in your word? And it's only once. If you set a boundary and then that person, and this could be for a child, for example, but it also absolutely happens with adults. You set a boundary, the child breaks the boundary, all of a sudden, they don't believe that that's what the boundary is. They don't value your thoughts, your beliefs. They don't value what you've set up. They don't value or respect that boundary. It only takes once. So if you can effectively communicate what your boundary is and then be consistent, hold that boundary in place, because people will respect the line. But if they cross it once and you don't pull them up, then all of a sudden you've lost their respect, and also setting up that boundary, you've wasted your time. Be prepared for potential resistance. You know, initially when you do set boundaries, there, especially if you were or are a people pleaser, for example, or you're a yes person saying yes to everything, you know, you could even have someone say something like, which I certainly have, blunt and outright, why? Why not? So they've asked you to do something and you say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Why? So be prepared to have that resistance. Be prepared with answers as well. And the answer could be, because I don't want to. And if they come back, well, why? Because I don't want to. That's my answer. I don't want to do that, so I'm not going to do that. Be firm, stay consistent, but also be prepared. You will gain far more respect and your boundary will be like cemented in place by doing so. So that, and that means then enforcing boundaries. So consistently enforcing by setting up consequences. Now, you know that we are adults and, you know, the consequence may not be something like, you know, you'll lose your phone for an hour, which, you know, I use with my girls, but it could be something else. It could be, you know, you think about what consequence there could be if someone continues to ignore or disrespect the boundary that you set. And it could be something like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to see you for the next week, or I'm not going to be able to do that next project because I told you that I don't want to do A, B, C, or this is my boundary. Use the wording, obviously, that fits for the situation. But, you know, that sometimes it takes consequences for someone to realize the boundary that is put in place. Practice self-compassion and remind yourself that it's okay to prioritize your well-being. You know, back in my early 20s, I was deeply concerned that by saying no, I wasn't going to be liked or loved or accepted. And so I didn't prioritize myself, and which led to burnout, which led to only my own frustration, not someone else's, because they were getting everything that they needed, but I wasn't meeting my needs. So really, when you set your boundary, you've communicated it, you're enforcing the boundary, practice self-compassion. And that might be practicing self-care, like taking for your a female or a male, really, but you know, it might be taking a bubble bath, it might be going for a walk in nature, it might be putting on some beautiful music and meditating for a little bit, it might be you know, some other form of self-care that you, but you're reminding yourself that it's okay to prioritize your well-being. You are important and you are the most important person in this situation. So recognize adjustments if they need to be made. Sometimes you might set a firm boundary and then realize, oh, actually, you know, I could have a little bit of leeway here. There might be a little bit of wiggle room. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to readjust, and it's okay to communicate that. And again, be prepared for the pushback of, oh, but you said ABC. Well, it doesn't matter. This is now, I have reevaluated and I'm willing to do X, Y, Z. But that also goes for yourself. You know, you've set your boundary. You are maybe communicating it with the ones closest to you. This is my boundary. This is the time that I'm going to need for myself, or this is the time that I'm going to be with the family, or this is the time that I'm going to be out exercising or whatever it is. But you've set your boundary. You're enforcing it. And then you might think, oh, well, actually, that's probably a little bit too harsh. So maybe I need to pull back a little bit. It's okay. It's okay to change your mind. So don't be afraid to recognize if adjustments need to be made. And as I said before, prioritize and practice self-care. Surround yourself with people who respect your boundaries. This is massive. And don't be surprised if it is, especially if they are firm boundaries and you haven't particularly had firm boundaries before, there's going to be pushback and people may not want to continue, you know, either working with you or having a relationship with you, or, you know, things will change. But they're also changing for the better because you want to be surrounded by people who respect you. So you wouldn't want to be working or in a relationship with someone that doesn't respect those boundaries. And whilst, yes, that might be a tough pill to swallow, it also means that you're setting yourself up for even more beautiful relationships to come and work relationships to come, because you've got that boundary, you're respecting yourself, and this is what you expect and this is how you want to be treated. So practice that self-care and surround yourself with positive people who respect you and your boundaries. And always remember that those that really matter and those that really love you and those that really respect you are going to respect your boundary, regardless of a pushback at the beginning or not. And I want to end today's episode with just a reminder to really look after yourself. As we go through life and we, you know, go through our day-to-day experiences, it's so easy to put ourselves last. It's so easy to not prioritize ourselves. And that this is where the boundaries absolutely come into place. So, you know, really have a think about the boundaries that you can have within yourself to ensure that your cup is always full, that you have the most to give when the time is needed to others, and that you're also feeling the most confident to be able to express your needs and what is acceptable for you. If you know anyone that might benefit from listening to this episode, go ahead and share it. I would deeply love getting the message out to as many people as we possibly can to so that we can all be living our most authentic and best life. I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jamie Lang, or visiting my website at jamielang.com. That's spelled J-A-I-M-E-L-A-I-N-G. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.